Good morning, Chair.
Morning, morning, Natalie. Matondo. And how are you?
Good, thank you, Chair.
Siyaphila, okay,
I'm good.
unjani
Ngiyaphila. Into zabelungu azifuni ukungani
Zasiphaphela ngoba sifuna ukubona thina.
awuyazi ngiyamangala ngithi ngithi hayi bo neli awungi-unmute lapha ungivule nekhamera ngoba nayi ngiyayivula iyala la. Okay, good morning, honorable members. I declare our meeting officially open. You are all welcome, honorable members. Today we've got only two items in our agenda. I think maybe you'll also put a flight in among minutes so that we adopt all the minutes today.
We'll do so, Chair. Thanks.
Any apology?
Good morning, Chair. Good morning, members. Chair, I have not received any apologies for today's meeting.
Okay. Let's go straight to the business of the day. Well, starting with which is the first item is adoption of our report for filling in of the vacancies for CGE.
Yes,
is
sir.
it
Yes.
Nelisa, hear me?
Yes, Chair, I can hear you. Yes, the first item on the agenda is the consideration and adoption of the report on the filling of vacancies in the Commission for Gender Equality. Thank you.
Okay, can you please slide the report?
Okay, Chair.
Good morning, Chairperson. If Nelisa has difficulties, she can just give me sharing rights, so then I can share the report. Nelisa can just
okay.
Do that.
Do it. Do
Nelisa,
it.
If you can, thank you, Chair. Nelisa, if you can just give me sharing rights, and then I can share. The report is on the screen, Chairperson.
Okay. Who's presenting?
I can present. Thank you, Chair.
Yes. Go ahead, Akashifa.
Thank you, Chairperson, and good morning, members and colleagues. Nelisa, if you could just go to the top of the page and indicate the title for members to see, please. Thank you. There we go. It's the draft report for the Portfolio Committee on Women, Youth and Persons with Disabilities to identify suitable candidates for the filling of vacancies in the Commission for Gender Equality, dated 20 March 2024. The Portfolio Committee on Women, Youth and Persons with Disabilities, herein referred after as the committee, in fulfilling its constitutional mandate, identified and recommended suitable candidates for the filling of vacancies of commissioners in the Commission for Gender Equality, CGE, as per the Commission for Gender Equality Act number 39 of 1996, reports as follows. In terms of the introduction lays out in the report the key provisions as outlined in the Constitution, more specifically under 1.2, section 1872, grants the Commission the power as regulated by national legislation necessary to perform its functions, including the power to investigate, research, educate, lobby, advise, and report on issues concerning gender equality. It goes on to then elaborate the link and importance to the Commission for Gender Equality Act 99 of 1996. Specifically, 1.4, section 3.1 of the Act provides that the Commission shall consist of a chairperson and no fewer than 7 and no more than 11 members who shall have a record of commitment to the promotion of gender equality, and be persons with applicable knowledge or experience with regard to matter concerned with the objects of the Commission. Under Section 3.2 further provides that the President shall, when it becomes necessary, appoint as a member of the Commission a person nominated by a committee in the National Assembly proportionately composed of members of all parties represented in the Assembly, approved by the National Assembly by a resolution adopted with a supporting vote of majority of the members of the National Assembly, and C, on the recommendation of MV. According to the Act, commissioners can serve up to 2 terms appointed by the President on the recommendation of Parliament. To this end, Section 3.7 provides that any person who serves as a member of the Commission has expired may be reappointed for 1 additional term. In compliance with provisions of Section 193 of Constitution 1, Act 108 of 1996, on the 7th of December 2023, the Portfolio Committee resolved to identify suitable candidates for the filling of vacancies in the CGE. The committee executed its duties in terms of the rules of the National Assembly. In terms of number 2, this outlines the committee process and procedure. The committee was composed of 11 members, as follows: in terms of national African National Congress, Ms. Ndaba, Ms. Masiko, Ms. Masondo. Can I just check, Chairperson, do we change Ms. Masondo to Mavimbela? Chairperson, can I just get an indication, do we keep Masondo, do we change to Mavimbela, please?
Maybe for safety, right, Masondo, and then brackets,
thank you, Chair.
Yeah.
In addition, there was Ms. Shlongo, Ms. Piri, and Ms. Makata from the Democratic Freedom Party, Ms. Shlengwa from the Economic Freedom Fighters, Ms. Kaula, and Ms. Sonti. Bearing in mind that the ASTICS indicates that Ms. Sonti is an alternate member. With respect to committee meetings, the committee was requested by the Office of the Speaker, the National Assembly, to initiate the process of vacancies in the Commission for Gender Equality. To this end, the committee was requested to end on 31 July 2024, whilst one ends 31 March 2024, and another program, the draft advertisement and the Google form online application on 7 December 2023. On the 20th and 21st of February 2024, the committee met for shortlisting. The committee received information about about the number of applicants and nominations, 67 in total. The committee unanimously agreed on the 20 candidates shortlisted to be interviewed, was satisfied with the shortlisting process and considered it fair and just. The committee also agreed to request the State Security Agency to conduct the security screening of the 20 shortlisted candidates and Parliament's human resources to undertake a process for vetting candidate qualifications. 22 candidates' resume will be filed February 2024. Public comment closed out, which this will be in keeping with from the Office of the Institute Supporting Democracy regarding compliance with the protection of personal information, the POPI Act No. 4 of 2013. The committee met on the 14th and 15th of March to conduct interviews with the shortlisted candidates. On the 19th and 20th of March 2024, decision about preferred name to recommend the president for appointment. The committee also adopted the committee report on the 20th of March 2024 in order to report to the national. The committee's process was guided by the Constitution and the Equality Act as amended and the rules of the National Assembly. The standard guidelines for appointment of commissioners for the CDE as approved by Parliament in 2018 was also of great assistance to the committee. The committee also agreed to replicate some of the successes of the previous ad hoc committee on CGE. The legal advisor from OISD outlined the legal framework and process to the committee on 20th of February 2024. In terms of the advertisement, in fulfillment of its mandate, the committee issued an advertisement requesting nominations and or applications for the positions of commissioners with CGE from members of the public. Advertisements appeared in all official languages in various newspapers throughout the country as well as on Parliament's website. It was placed on the 22nd of December 2023 and the closing date was the 7th of February 2024. A set of qualifying criteria based on the legislative framework as stipulated in Section 193 and Section 3 of the CGE Act as amended was set out as representative of South African community, candidates to have a record of commitment to the promotion of gender equality, candidates to have applicable knowledge of and experience in the matters connected with objects of the Commission. The legal advisor from the OISD presented a document clearly outlining the criteria for the selection of suitable candidates. The document was unanimously adopted by the committee and used as a guide in the selection process. That advertisement also clearly stated that the appointment by the President of Commissioners on the recommendation Parliament would be for a term of office and not exceeding 5 years, either on a full-time or part-time basis. The advertisement also made revisions to consider those candidates who had served a term as a commissioner at CGE in terms of Section 37 of the CGE Act 39 of 1996 as amended. The advertisement also informed applications and or nominations about publishing of names on the parliamentary website to allow members of the public to comment on the suitability of candidates. The committee received 82 applications in response to the advertisement, 77 online applications and 5 email applications. With respect to the overview of the applications, of the 82 applications, 9 duplications were noted as certain applicants with the same identity number applied on more than one occasion. In addition, 2 applications were incomplete, 4 were late, submitted after the closing date. Thus, when removing the 9 duplications, 2 incomplete and 4 late applications, it brings to a total of 67 applications. With respect to the demographic profile, Crystal had presented this to members just to give a broad overview again. Of the 67 applicants, 47 were females, 18 were males, and 2 applicants identified as non-binary. With respect to provinces, 67 of the 67 applicants, the majority reside in the Gauteng province. This was followed by 10 applicants from Gauteng and 9 from the Western Cape. No applications were received from the Northern Cape. The table then outlines for every province the total applicants. The largest cohort of males and females were from the Gauteng province, as indicated in the bar graph, and the table outlines the province and the number of males, females, and those persons identified as non-binary. With respect to race, of the 67 applicants, the majority were Black African females and males. Coloured applicants constituted 7% of applicants, while Indian, Asian, and white applicants accounted for 2.9% and 4.4% respectively. The table outlines the race by female, male, and persons identified as non-binary. The bar graph again just gives members an outline of applicants by race and gender. The committee noted, as reflected in the table and bar graph below, in terms of age, the median age of applicants is 42 years, the youngest applicant is 23 years of age, while the oldest is 71 years old. The largest proportion of applicants, which was 26.8%, are between the ages of 30 and 35. If including the 20 to 29-year cohort, youth account for nearly 36% of the overall applicants. This is followed by persons aged 40 to 45 years, who account for nearly 15% of applicants. Again, the bar graph gives members an indication of applicants by age, and the table on the right, the number for specific age cohorts. The committee noted that 3 of the 67 applicants are having a disability, 3 males, and there were no females with disabilities. Again, as reflected in the graph below, of the 67 applicants, 33 were employed, 20 were identified as self-employed, and 2 indicated they were currently studying students, both in the process of pursuing their doctorates, their PhDs. A total of 12 applicants indicated that they were unemployed. With respect to nominations, of the 66 applicants, 18 or nearly 28% were nominated and 49 or 72% were self-nominees. In other words, applicants were still applied, but without a nomination. With respect to appointment preference, as reflected in the graph below, most applicants indicated they had no specific appointment preference and were willing to be appointed either on a full or part-time basis. Again, the bar graph just indicates full-time, part-time, and full or part-time appointment preferences identified by each candidate. Moving on to public participation, in line with the constitutional imperatives as outlined in Section 59, 1 of the Constitution Act, 108, 1996, agreed to an open, transparent process that caters for public involvement and participation. The committee, also being aware of public interest on gender equality issues, provided a platform for civil society to comment on all candidates. To facilitate public participation, the committee published the names of all candidates on Parliament's website on 22 February 2024 to allow the public to comment, and candidates' resumes were available on 25 February 2024. The closing date, as stipulated before, for public comments was 12 March 2024. The committee received an overwhelming response to the call of public comments. A total of 44 comments were received. These comments related to all of the shortlisted candidates. The comments per candidate ranged with 1 comment for a candidate being the least, to 29 comments, the most the candidate received. With respect to shortlisted candidates, on 21st of February 2024, the committee shortlisted 20 candidates to be interviewed. The shortlisted candidates were Ms. Mfungu, Ms. Twala, Ms. Muswabi, Ms. Mtupi, Mr. Hanyile, Mr. Ngobeni, Ms. Samai, Ms. Nemata Heni, Her Royal Highness Mugani, Dr. Naidu, Ms. Ngoma Diseko, Mr. Tiele, Mr. Ngubeni, Ms. Meheshe, Mr. Dlamini, Ms. Bodasing, Dr. Stevens, Ms. Thompson, Ms. Molatana, and Ms. Mugoma. Moving on to the interviews, The committee agreed on structured questions for the interviews and that the interview questions should be relevant to the objects of the CGE. Furthermore, the committee ensured uniformity of questions during all interviews except for current serving commissioner. The committee acknowledged the importance of institutional memory and continuity within the commission, and therefore questions were posed in relation to that. The committee agreed that interview questions should be about ascertaining the candidate's knowledge about gender equality practices, legislative framework and principles, and to determine the candidate's commitment to promotion of gender equality. The committee agreed on posing questions aimed at identifying the behavioral attributes and skills of candidates. The committee agreed on leadership, interpersonal conflict management, team building, motivation and innovation as preferred behavioral attributes and skills. The candidates were each allocated a minimum of 45 minutes to answer all questions posed. The committee afforded those candidates with negative public commentary to respond to issues raised and clarify any matter the candidate deemed important to bring the attention to, let me just correct that, to the attention of the panel. Viewed the following nine candidates, Ms. Mutupi, Mr. Tiele, Ms. Anile, Mr. Mfungu, committee, Ms. Samai, Ms. Mbosing, Ms. Maheshi, Her Royal Highness Mugani, Ms. Nimataheni, Ms. Ngoma Tseko, Ms. Molotana, Mr. Ngubeni, Mr. Ngobeni, and Ms. Mugama. With respect to the deliberations, the committee met on the 19th and 20th of March to deliberate on the interviewed candidates and select preferred candidates to fill the six vacancies within CGE. The committee, having conducted all the interviews and taken into consideration the application form with all the relevant documentation of which Parliament's Human Resources verified candidates' qualifications and the State Security Agency undertook security screening, agreed to the candidates to be recommended to the President for consideration. The committee also agreed to recommend as follows. Number one, Ms. Samai, full-time. Number two, Ms. Nimataheni, full-time. Number three, Mr. Mfungu, full-time. Number four, Ms. Molotana, full-time. Number five, Her Royal Highness Mogani, part-time. Number six, Mr. Tiele, full-time. Number seven, Dr. Stevens, full-time. Number eight, Dr. Naidu, part-time. With respect to recommendations, having considered the request of the National Assembly for the committee to nominate and recommend candidates for appointment as commissioners for CGE, the committee recommends the following candidates. Part-time commissioners, if a vacancy arises due to a resignation of death or death, the president will be able to choose from the aforementioned list of one additional candidate recommended beyond the six vacancies in the commission. In terms of full-time commissioners, if a vacancy arises due to a resignation or death, the president will be able to choose from the aforementioned list of an additional candidate recommended beyond the six available vacancies. The committee further recommends that the House adopts the report as the matter of come to an end 31 March and 31 May 2024 respectively. In addition, the term of office for four other commissioners will come to an end on 31 July 2024. The committee strongly recommends the appointments are attended to as a matter of urgency with staggered commencement dates in light of the aforementioned, in particular 11.3.1. To strengthen the independence of the CGE, the National Assembly should revise the funding of this Chapter 9 institution. The committee further recommends the issue of discipline within the institution and amongst commissioners should be strengthened and dealt decisively by the National Assembly and the Commissioner's Handbook to avoid a situation of deteriorating and weak enforcement systems. With this appreciation, the committee would like to thank all members for making themselves available and working long hours to ensure success in carrying out the mandate of the committee. The committee would also like to thank all candidates for making themselves available to be considered for appointment to the Commission for Gender Equality. Furthermore, the committee wishes to convey appreciation to the support staff for their contribution to the success of the committee. report to be considered. Thank you, Chairperson and members. I'd just like to indicate that Dr. Timber has looked at the report and has given his input as well. Thank you, Chairperson.
Thank you very much, Kashif, for the adoption of the report. Honorable Kawula and Honorable Sheriff. Honorable Kaula, Honorable Sheriff, Honorable Mamsengwa, Honorable Masiko, in that order.
Thank you, Chair. Yangis?
Yep.
And in being a little long, Chair and Honorable and our contacted. No, mina ngokwami angiboni mistake, ngiyatenda, ngiyavumelana.
Thank you very much, Honorable Kaula, Honorable Sherry.
Thank you so much, Chair. Good morning to all the Honorable Members. Chair, just a note, if Kashifa can go to the bottom of the report where it speaks about full-time commissioners. I just wanted to maybe find out if for the sake of just how the report looks, if we can separate the heading full-time commissioner and add committee recommendations as its own sort of heading, because if you read it, oh, wait. So if you continue going down, keep going up. So from 11.2.1, is that not part of recommendations, or does that...
Part of the recommendation.
Yeah, so then that will then need to be moved to 11.
Yeah, it says 11 recommendations, yes.
So 11.2.1, 11.2.2 will then have to move, because this is not specifically on full-time commissioners, it's on recommendations as a whole. Am I right, Kashifa?
I think what I'll do is maybe just have a space and put that in bold.
Yes, that sounds good. So that's right?
I can see that.
So number 11 is the heading, Ms. Sharif and Chairperson. So these are the recommendations, and Herman's input that we specify a subheading for fine. So that is specific, and that this is full time, and that in addition, saying about full time, the committee further recommends.
I think what we are recommending that in case there's a vacancy in a full time position, then a part-time commissioner should be that for a full-term term of office. If a vacancy arises due to resignation or death, the president will be able to choose from the aforementioned list. Yes, that's the one. But I think what we should add is that, because this thing of application, it delays, it takes some time. So I think we need to recommend that if there's a vacancy in a full-time position, a part-time commissioner should be considered for that position, so that the next person, that vacancy will be then a part-time a position, rather than taking people from outside and make them full time, whereas they are in the same. Yeah. Did you hear me, Masiko and the Honorable Sheriff Mamsengwa and the Honorable Sengwa?
Yes, Honorable, we support.
Yes.
Okay.
Thank you, ma.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Chairperson, can I just and members based on chairperson's recommendation, we just need to make the wording, ensure the wording is correct, because it's in the event that a vacancy arises within the CGE, a part-time commissioner should be afforded the opportunity to apply for the full-time position. Is that what she would like? And then just to check the chairman. Should be
should be given first preference. I'm not an English speaking person. Herman and yourself should be understanding this thing better.
Herman, is this correct how we've had it here? Is there anything else that we need to add or change? Thank you.
Thanks, Chair and honourable members and colleagues. Actually, one thing I needed to point out to the committee is that the committee should actually exercise what I'll say it's a grammatical exactitude, because previously the report we had to documentary report because some of the issues were not clear. So on the one is pointing out, the Act say a part-time may apply. So as to say it should be given preference, they apply to the president like any person who's appointed, because the appointing authority is the president. So it's a wish of the committee. So perhaps it should be expressed as such that the committee wishes that first preference should be given to part-time commissioners, because that's where the issue of conversion enters the fray. So then secondly, on the issue of the full-time and part-time, because now I've seen that actually the complexion has changed, because I've seen that Commissioner Naidu has applied for full-time conversion from a part-time. So, however, the committee is unable to detect the time frame to the president, because there are other considerations which perhaps the president could ensure that he complies with the Act and everything is done procedural correct. So, which means now perhaps I'll say it's three full-time commissioners and two part-time commissioner, three, that's the final equation. So those are the issues which I needed to point out to the committee. Thanks, Chair and honorable members.
Yeah, thanks, Dr. Tembe, but for us, what is important is that at least we have indicated that which are the are the candidates that may be considered for full time, and which are the candidates that can be considered for part time. So that one, it's not a big deal. What I've done yesterday, I requested the chair to give me the report on how many vacancies are there, and then and when I was checking, I think we're still on the right track. So if there are any changes by the president, but whatever we've recommended, I think we're. Okay, thank you, Dr. Tembe. Honorable Masiko, you're after Honorable Sheriff.
I was after Mam Sengwa, Honorable Chair.
Oh, when Mam Seng is under attack, it's just to see. Honorable Sema?
Chair?
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you, Chair. I'm covered by the Dr. Tembe. So I have no issue now. I'm covered.
Okay. Thank you very much, Honorable Slengwa. Honorable Masiko?
Thank you very much, Honorable Chairperson, and good morning again to your good self and the honorable members. Chair, I was also going to raise what something similar to what Honorable Sharif has raised, but I'm also now happy with how we have dealt with it. But I then, Honorable Chair, wish to second Honorable Umam Kaula on the adoption of the report, and also appreciate, Honorable Chair, the work that has gone into the entire process. I think it is a process that we as honorable members have dealt with it quite well, coming from all the different political parties. I think the product that we have had at the end of the day is a product that will assist the Commission on Gender Equality, and also having commissioners that will be able to restore ECGE to its former glory, given the challenges that we have experienced over the past few years with the issue of commissioners who are going rogue. So I then second the adoption of the report, whilst I'm also appreciating, Honorable Chairperson, the work that has gone to it, including the leadership that you have given us in this process. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Honorable Masiko. Yeah, I think another issue was that how I wish that the president could sign off, appoint the commissioners by the end of this month, because next week, Tuesday, I'm sure honorable members are aware that we'll be presenting this report to the House, and honorable members will be expected to make declarations if they wish. And I want to thank all of you honorable members for your dedication and commitment, and including our staff members and Dr. Tembe, and our interpreters, the sign language interpreters and the sign language and the IT people who were there from day one until the last day yesterday. I want to thank all of you, our staff. Thank you very much to our staff members for the work, the sterling work that they've done in ensuring that this process runs smooth. We get our reports on time. Candidates' logistics were done on time. There were no glitches or problems or hiccups in terms of the logistics for our candidates. And I'm sure honorable members, we have done justice to our reports, especially the one of the state security report. We've done justice yesterday. In fact, the candidates we called in yesterday, they have submitted their information to us, and I hope Nelisa has circulated to honorable members, but there is nothing that is criminal that can disqualify the candidates. So they have the documents, and we've gone through the documents with the staff members. So honorable members, these candidates that we are recommending to the House and next week, are fit and proper to be appointed by the president to be to serve as commissioners for CGE. Thank you very much, honorable members. Our report has been duly adopted by all political parties. There was no objection, and I would like to say thank you for the good work that you have done, honorable members. All the support that you gave to the chair, thank you very much. Our report is duly adopted. Next week, we'll be debating this report. Thank you very much, honorable members. Let's go to the next report, which is our legacy report. Kashifa?
Thank you, Chairperson. Our legacy report is really long. It's 93 pages. We've been very comprehensive. Before I start, Chairperson, I think I'm sure I took on behalf of all the staff to say we thank the committee for having worked with you and glad we have could be of assistance and service for the past 5 years. The reflection of the work in the legacy report is testament to all the meetings held, oversight visits done, and once we go through this, you will be able to see the enormous that to carry. Chairperson, the report is 93 pages. I will go through the first 6 pages, which gives members the key highlights. The rest of the document provides details as to each and every meeting, each and every oversight visit, legislation dealt with, the petition, and so forth. But the first 6 pages gives the highlights and summary, so I will focus on that.
Okay.
With respect to the committee's focus areas during the 6th Parliament, the focus for the parliamentary 6th term was on assessing the extent to which the Department of Women, Youth and Persons with Disabilities, as well as the National Youth Development Agency and the Commission for Gender Equality, were giving effect to their mandates. In so doing, a significant proportion of the term was utilized monitoring and evaluating the effectiveness of each of their programs through the consideration of APPs, SAT plans, annual reports, court reports, which all then culminated in the development of a BRR at the end of every year. So given the transversal nature of gender, disability, and youth matters in the country, the committee remained cognizant of its broad oversight role affecting all government departments, entity at large. As such, the committee did not limit its scope of work and took up matters of national importance, such as unemployment for youth, persons with disabilities and women, gender-based violence, the impact of the COVID-19 pandemic on women, youth, and persons with disabilities, as well as national disasters, such as the floods in KwaZulu-Natal. Moreover, the committee also focused on the filling of vacancies in the Commission for Gender Equality and NYDA. The committee proposed the National Council on Gender-Based Violence Bill and the National Youth Development Agency Amendment Bill. Furthermore, the committee considered and adopted the report on the Council Bill and the NYDA Bill. The committee undertook oversight visits to Gauteng, Northwest, Mpumalanga, KwaZulu-Natal, Eastern Cape provinces, and an international study tour to Germany. It considered the amended SADC Gender Protocol, amendment to CEDAW, protocol to the African Charter on Human and People's Rights and the Rights of Persons with Disabilities in Africa, report on the Beijing Platform of Action, a petition by the Uyaneni Foundation, as well as CGE and the South African Human Rights Commission reports referred. With respect to key areas for future work, gender-based violence and women, youth and persons with disabilities are key areas of work that should be pursued in the 7th parliamentary term. I'm going to correct that. During the city term, institutional initiatives on GBVF was initiated by the senior presiding officers, which is directly linked to the National Strategic Plan on GBVF. It would be imperative for Parliament to implement an integrated approach to overseeing the NSP on GBVF, which includes conferral between committees for meetings and oversight visits. The committee's 2023 budget and review recommendation report provides a comprehensive overview of the key challenges identified for the department, the CGE and the NYDA alongside key recommendations. In turn, this can be used as a basis for the incumbent committee to plan for the next parliament. So with respect to the department, the incumbent committee should urge the department to table the Disability Bill, the South African Youth Development Bill and the Wedge Bill. The establishment of a council on GBVF is also a priority for the 7th Parliament. Gender mainstreaming and transformation, as well as youth mainstreaming and disability mainstreaming, require ongoing attention and oversight. Similarly, gender responsive budgeting, whilst the policy imperative has not been given effect to and should be actioned with a clear strategy for implementation within government. The National Gender Machinery, Youth Machinery, National Disability Machinery are important structures that should be monitored and evaluated. A review of the Sanity Dignity Programme and the Department's programme and activities focused on GBVF, which include but are not limited to rapid response teams, should be reviewed. Monitoring and evaluation of policies developed by the department should continue. Compliance with international treaties and agreements is another area that requires ongoing oversight. This entails assessing country reports, adherence to timeframes by the department, as well as monitoring and evaluating implementation of concluding observations that arise from the Human Rights Committee at the UN and at the African Union. With respect to the CGE, the committee remains particularly concerned about the repeat findings of the Auditor General of South Africa and the CGE's Audit and Risk Committee with regard to poor implementation of recommendations and in some instances lack thereof. Notwithstanding that, the committee acknowledges the impact of change in leadership within the CGE in terms of appointment of commissioners as well as the high turnover of senior management. However, governance, leadership and consequent management in the CGE are key areas of concern and must be closely monitored by the incumbent committee. To this end, investigations into and consequent management for irregular and fruitless and wasteful expenditure must be prioritized. In addition, key vacancies, particularly those relating to legal, linked to this is the CGE's legal standing with the Legal Practice Council and its ability to practice as a legal entity. Increased awareness of the CGE within communities and improved public profile is an area that requires attention given the bad publicity the CGE received during the 6th administration on account of numerous internal staff disputes. Notwithstanding that, the CGE must be commended for the work it has done, the monitoring of courts, police stations, Thuthuzela care centres, investigative hearings and research on gender equality matters, all of which have yielded important findings that speak directly to progress the country has made in achieving the respective goals outlined in the NDP, MTSF priorities, the SDGs and Agenda 2063. These focus areas should continue into the 7th Parliament with follow-up on the implementation of recommendations proposed by the CGE. The development and implementation of internal policies must be assessed and monitored. This includes the Commissioner's Handbook and the policy governing relations between commissioners and the administration. The CGE's business model is an outstanding item that should also be presented to the incumbent committee. Finally, the CGE's financial model should be reviewed to broaden its reach across the country. In terms of the NYDA, the Presidential Youth Improvement Initiative is a key program that requires ongoing monitoring and evaluation. Similarly, program focused on training and development of youth as well as aspiring entrepreneurs should be expanded. The National Youth Service uptake by government departments in the 6th Parliament was poor and this needs to be improved. Assessing the implementation of the National Youth Policy and the Integrated Youth Development Strategy is an ongoing area for oversight. The incumbent committee should consider a petition from Team Free Sanitary Pads calling on the Assembly to investigate the introduction of Menstrual Health and Hygiene Amendment Bill and its subsequent enactment of law. And that was by Ms. T. Budlani. In terms of key challenges emerging, so I've separated them into general and then specific ones. For general, amongst the key challenges emerging for the committee were issues relating to the late submission of documentation by entities reporting to it. This impacted on the quality of engagement and deliberation the committee was able to have. Changes to parliamentary program impacts directly on committee program, resulting in postponement of meetings and objectives for a term not being met. Conferral in terms of legislation and oversight on matters that have bearing on the committee's target groups it oversees has not been optimal and can be improved. This was particularly evident with the committee's attempts to host a joint meeting with several committees and departments to assess progress made in addressing GBVF. Competing priorities and a lack of joint planning were some of the key factors and impeded a follow-up meeting. Whilst conferral meetings may have been held with one other committee, ideally to address GBV in an integrated manner, it requires several committees to meet on at least 2 to 3 days. So with respect to the department tabled the revised APP for every financial year, a month short of the end of the financial year. This had direct implications for the oversight by the committee over the department, and targets were discarded, changed, and merged. The annual report of the department does focus on 2 APPs, posing challenges for evaluation. The committee had warned the department in the previous financial year to desist from changing its APP at the end of the financial year. Let me just put that in. A month before submitting a new APP for the following financial year. The changes to the mandate of the department's pose as a further challenge. The committee found a disjuncture between what the department reported to the committee during its quarterly briefings versus what the findings of the AG essay were and that of the inter committee. Based on engagement with various government departments and entities during oversight, it is quite evident that the slow pace of progress with regards to gender mainstream, least of all gender responsive budgeting. Moreover, even though the process has been made, progress has been made, more needs to be done in terms of women and SMS levels, particularly in certain sectors which are male dominant. And the focal points within government departments are not having the desired impact due to their limitation in terms of roles and responsibilities. The lack of decision-making powers on account of their position renders them to largely HR-related matters and awareness campaigns at set times of the year only. An oversight visit to the Northwest School for Adult major challenges faced by children with disabilities, both in basic education and tertiary education. Despite an investigation by the South African Human Rights Commission and recommendations that emanated from the report, the lack of implementation thereof was stark with minimal consequence management. The lack of an updated national gender policy framework was consistent as a matter of concern that had to be prioritized by the department. Notwithstanding that, the department had on numerous occasions informed the committee that the policy was in the process of being reviewed, finalized, and updated. However, end of the sixth parliament, the committee had not received an updated policy, the status of which remained unclear. The committee maintained that the white paper on the rights of persons with disabilities was a policy that required censoring, and hence the committee advocated for the development of a disability rights bill. However, progress in the development of such a bill has been slow. Amongst youth remained a challenge. Achievement of a 2% target for improvement of persons' disabilities is also found to be dismal. Challenges were also observed on the implementation of the Sanity Dignity Program by various provinces. The committee noted that the program is implemented by different departments in provinces and that financial allocation by national treasury is different per province. Issues of corruption, maladministration, and non-delivery were observed in oversight visits. This program requires a serious review with the involvement of national and provincial treasuries as well as the respective finance oversight committees at the national and provincial level. With respect to the NYDA, concerns raised by whistleblowers and subsequent investigation against the CGE chief executive officer was one concern. Assessment of the performance of board members against identified strategic outcomes on a quarterly basis and annual basis. Quarterly quality of to young entrepreneurs, limited fiscus in the number of young aspiring entrepreneurs supported with funding, increased reach to youth living in rural areas by the NYDA. Location of NYDA offices within urban centers may hinder access to youth outside of the city. And M&E required of the National Youth Service targets at the take-up by national and provincial government departments, as well as entities during the sixth parliamentary term. Departments should account for the poor uptake of the NYDS. With respect to GE, repeat findings by the Auditor General, the Audit and Risk Committee, and internal audit remained a key concern for the committee throughout the sixth parliament. This coupled with the lack of consequent management investigations that were ongoing. The CGE's standing as a legal entity with the Legal Practice Council was not resolved, and as such, this inhibited the CGE from performing certain legal functions, which directly impacted on its ability to give effect to the mandate. The Commissioner's Handbook took the entire sixth parliament to complete. To the hindrance on the operations within the CGE with respect to internal staff disputes. Similarly, the policy governing relations between commissioners and the administration within the CGE was only finalised towards the end of the sixth parliamentary term. This too was an impediment for the organisation. The way commissioners account for their time was an area the committee was cognizant of. Despite quarterly and annual requests for reports in this regard, the committee noted that there appeared to be no consequent management for the lack of submission for quarterly performance. Furthermore, the disparity between what commissioners reported on was also stark. In addition, the lack of timesheets by part-time commissioners was a major concern for the committee and rose to an audit finding. To this end, the CGE was urged to rectify the matter. The CGE has reiterated, based on its research reports, cases referred and legal clinics, that gender-based violence requires more urgent intervention. A lack of an overarching plan to deal with GBV in an integrated manner that involves government and civil society is urgently needed. Hence, I just need to indicate, MNE of the NSP on is needed. With respect to recommendations, general, given that gender, youth and disability matters are transversal, it is recommended that there is more integration between committees and more opportunities for conferral and joint deliberations are created. There is a need for stricter enforcement of committee requirements, timely submission of documentation. Sanctioned relationship with other committees, particularly the select committees and the multi-party women's caucus, develop a mechanism to foster and strengthen relationships, ensure the committees undertake joint oversight visits where relevant and department briefings where relevant to avoid duplication. Follow-up of all outstanding issues that were noted for the department, CGE and NYDA, as well as any other department, entity or stakeholder during committee meetings and on oversight visits. With respect to the department, monitor and evaluate implementation of the council and NYDA amendment, as well as adherence to international treaties, obligations including concluding obligations that arise from country reports, oversee implementation of the council and oversight thereof, assess effectiveness on the NSP on GBVF and the National GBF Prevention Strategy, follow up with provinces on the Sanitary Dignity Program. This requires urgent review. Follow up on amendments required to the CGE Act. Follow up on the introduction and tabling of Disability Rights Bill, the South African Youth Development Bill, and the Wedge Bill. For the NYDA, follow up on outcomes in investigation against the CGE. The NYDA should extend its grants program to reach more youth, particularly in rural areas. It should reassess its location of urban offices. It should continue to collaborate with the department and the CGE on programs of common interest to harness capacity and break down silence. It should partner with members within their constituencies as areas of focus. It should continue with the PYEI, which is that the Presidential Youth Employment Initiative, into the 7th Administration. Assessment of performance of NYDA board members and attendance at committee meetings is an area to monitor astutely. Monitor the filling of vacancies within the NYDA and ensure that emphasis is placed on the employment of youth with disabilities in the organization. For the CGE, presentation of the Commissioner's Handbook, follow up on outstanding papers that refer to the committee for consideration and report. Follow up on implementation of policy governing relations between commissioners and administration. Follow up on implementation of recommendations of the AG, ARC and internal audit. Follow up on development and implementation of timesheets for part-time commissioners. Follow up on status of provincial office locations, the renewal of lease, change in location and maintenance matters. Review of CGE Act. With respect to priority areas for follow-up from oversight visits, the Inyobeni tragedy, follow-up on implementations of recommendations from the oversight report, the Northwest Corporate Death, follow-up on implementation of recommendations for oversight from the oversight report with respect to the Sanitary Dignity Program, follow-up on recommendations from oversight report in particular matters arising from whistleblower in Northwest and matters and issues in KZN. And then lastly for KZN, flood victims follow up on implementation of recommendations of oversight report to the CGE commissioner in the province. Chairperson, I'll just briefly go through some of the headings. So the introduction basically outlines what the purpose of the report is. We then highlight the mandates for the entities we're responsible for and give some background, which is the department, its programs, the entities, which is the CGE and the NYDA. We give an outline of their purpose and their strategic objectives. With respect to functions of a committee, we stipulate what the functions are with respect to oversight, public participation, legislation, ratification of agreements and cooperative governance in the highlights that we covered and why. And again, the focus was very much around integration. We took cognizance of LGBTQIA plus persons as well as the boy health. It was always done in an integrated manner. We acknowledge the importance of GBVF. The key statistics, we've had 151 meetings across the 5 years, dealt with 2 pieces of legislation, undertook 6 oversight trips, did 1 international study tour, considered 3 international agreements, did 3 statutory appointments, and did 1 petition. Again, under stakeholders, we've just highlighted the work that was done during COVID, particularly around the disability activists. And just for members, we would recall, at this time, Chairperson had engaged, and we had facilitated a meeting because there was concerns raised that persons with disabilities wasn't high on the agenda of the Coronavirus Council. And so we just outlined what was done, what were the key issues raised, and how in the end the committee actually was able to raise matters that impact on newborn babies, chronic persons with chronic disease, and the committee actually did a submission on the regulations at the time, highlighting what the concerns raised. Again, with briefings and public hearings, we highlight, as I did in the first 6 sections, 6 pages, what the critical issues were. This just provides more details for members. We stipulate specifically what the issues were, which I highlighted above for the department. I specify more in detail matters related to women, gender-based violence, youth and disability. For the Commission for Gender Equality, again, we've highlighted that. Matters on law reform, the operational matters, issues around the research reports, what are some of the key issues we dealt with and should be taken up. For the NYDA, again, the Youth Employment Initiative, NYS, and again, the issue of the investigation. We highlight some of our challenges, what the operational matters were, the substantive matters, again, the issues for follow-up, which I've noted above. This just goes into more detail around one that what we did not have time for as the committee was an opportunity to do training with members around specific matters just due to time constraints. So we didn't have a chance just to have training with this, with members on gender responsive budgeting, mainstreaming, disability mainstreaming and the like. That we also didn't quite have enough time, dedicated space for the strategic plan. However, we did keep all the key issues as part of the committee strategy throughout the sixth administration. We highlighted the follow-up issues for the department, as well as oversight matters for the CGE, as well as the EDYDA. Then there were general matters, again, which I have highlighted above. For the legislation, we specify what legislation we dealt with and that it was completed. It was the NYDA Amendment Bill and the Council Bill. Number 7 takes to the oversight reports. I think, again, the one of the key issues was about follow-up and recommendations. We've done oversight visits. I think, again, in terms of our key challenge, was time in getting to engage with all the respective departments we had met. I'm just going to move down because this is a quite a long section and details each and every oversight visit we did with the objectives. I'll just go to number 9, which is the international. Before that, there was number 8, of my apologies. The study tour was that to Germany. That report wasn't adopted, but we do have it. The international agreements, as I've outlined, we did 3 statutory appointments. We've outlined what we have done and the dates when the reports were considered. We did not deal with interventions. For the petition, we dealt with the Uyuneni petition, but the petition on the team fee sanitary repairs was not considered due to time constraints. Again, for the legislation, I conferred it was around the Council Bill and the NYDA Amendment Bill. Again, we just highlighted here some of the priority issues that should be taken up. Number 15 covers all the reports that is referred. We've indicated where were the reports that we adopted and considered. And there were several. Those were mainly from the CGE and one from the Human Rights Commission. There were reports that we did not consider. So far there's 4, and again that was purely due to time constraints, actually 6, 4 on the top and 2 here. We highlight some of the technical and operational challenges. Again, it was really due to time constraints and competing priorities, what the follow-up issues were. I did draft a strategic plan, and again, I kept in mind what the committee's key issues were, and throughout each and every year, we ensured that through our program, these matters were taken into account. Chairperson and members, again, on behalf of the staff, we'd just like to thank you and hope that we were able to be of service to the committee during the 6th Parliament. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you very much, Kashifa. And thank you for the detail. Let me check from members of things that they still feel should be added. I see the hands of Honorable Sheriff. Honorable Sheriff? Honorable Masiko?
Sure. Thank you so much, Chairperson. Thank you to Kashifa, Crystal and Tasneem for all the hard work they have put into this committee over 5 years. It makes me a little bit emotional to go because it brings to my attention the hard work that we have done in these 5 years as this portfolio committee, we have remained consistent in our drive for equality of women. We have brought GBVF off the priority list of government. We have looked at you know, working with the NYDA and getting a balanced board. We have supported and worked with the CGE, and the work that we've done and the support that we've gotten from the support staff is incredible. And it makes me a bit emotional, because one thing that I must say and I must note is that I've only been in this portfolio committee the whole term, but the work that we've done as a team, not as opposition or different political parties. And I think that is the special thing about this committee. When we walked into committee meetings, we left fights at the door and we worked together. And I want to thank you, Chair, and Honorable Masiko, as the whip of the ANC, Honorable Kaula, Mam Shengwa, and all the other political parties that have supported myself on a personal basis in these 5 years. And I've really felt like I was never an outsider, like I was part of the team, and I really, really appreciate that. Coming in as a first-time MP, as a young MP, and guided by those who have been here longer than I have, I really appreciate it, and I really appreciate your leadership, Chairperson, and I'm very proud of the work that we've done. I can see in this report the impact that I have made, that Honorable Mpiti has made, that Honorable Bongiseni has made, and obviously with the late entrance of Honorable Opperman. And I just want to say thank you to the support staff for your support. I know when I needed assistance, Crystal, Tasneem and Kashifa was always there to assist where I needed information or some research or some clarity. So from the bottom of my heart to the support staff, you guys have been amazing. Nelly, you have been incredible. I can call you anytime and you always answer your phone. And of course, Mr. Mvaba, with your entrance, we have seen the committee work smoother. And so I just want to say thank you, Chair. This report is great. 93 pages is no joke. We have worked this term, and it shows. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Honorable Sherry. Yeah, that's so sweet. And you know, when people are doing great work, they've never disappointed us. And appreciation from individuals, you know, it humbles me very much. You know, I'm grateful to have members of the opposition, which at the end of the day, we ended up like a family. But irrespective that you are coming from different backgrounds and different political parties, but the portfolio committee will call each other even outside the meeting and talk about other personal things, you know, giving support to one another. Thank you very much, Honorable Sherif.
I'm sorry,
Honorable Masiko.
Sorry, Chair, I just wanted to add, you know, mom passed away. You guys in this committee rallied around me and helped me, and I really, really appreciate that. So when Chair speaks about, definitely feel it. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you very much. Honorable Masiko?
Thank you very much, Honorable Chair. I'm very emotional myself, and in fact, I'm very much triggered by Honorable Sharif's sentiments, which I share, you know, 110%, Honorable Chairperson. It has been 2 years in this committee, which is 5 years for growth, a personal growth, I would say. But also, I think this committee has done quite a lot in the best interest of the most vulnerable. Our men of this country have been, you know, one of our most important stakeholders, I will say that. our young people of this country, really as our persons with disabilities. There's a lot, Chairperson, that one has would like to say, especially around the manner in which this committee has worked. The support that we have received, firstly from our research, has been one of the best. I don't think, Chairperson, for a single day we would have managed without them. The guidance that they have given us, you know, the content that they have provided has made this committee, for me, one of the best functional committees in the sixth administration. The leadership, Chairperson, that we have received from your good self, you know, has really been, is compared to none. It could happen, Chairperson, through leadership that the committee collapses and, you know, we find that there is intolerance between members. And usually that is attributed to the nature of leadership that people received. We did not experience that as a committee. Beyond the political divide, we understood through your leadership that we have a responsibility and a duty to serve our women, to serve our young people, to serve our persons with disabilities. We did not see each other as opposition in the work that we did. We saw each other as South African members of parliament, honorable members, but also there was a certain level of a sister as well. And it's through the leadership that you have provided for us and to us. And it has been an exemplary to all of us, Chairperson, even though one would think of doing anything consciously, you were able to direct us to the right course and path. And we must greatly appreciate that. To thank honorable members from the DA. We worked firstly with the WIP, which was Honorable Mpiti, as well as Honorable Sharif, Honorable Ngobo, and also Honorable Opperman. I think we have been able to achieve quite a lot. Members from the EFF, Mam Kaula has been with us. We had also two other honorable members who visited us but also left, members of the Inkatha Freedom Party, who have also been quite concerned, not only an honorable member, some of us young ones became a mother to us, that we could also, together with Umam Kaula, that we could also share some of our personal problems with. And that to us, Chairperson, you know, really breaks all the political divide that we are having coming from the different political parties. In so saying, Chairperson, we've been able to unite and do what is expected to us by our electorate. I also wish to thank Honorable Chairperson, the members of the African National Press who have led in terms of being a whip. The support that they have given me in the duties that have been given upon me by the African National Congress, of which I've been able to execute through the support that all the members, including yourself, Chairperson, because I'm also a whip to your good self. But you have been where I dropped the ball to pick it up and ensure that everything is done. And it's done successfully. So I greatly appreciate that. So, Chairperson, I think it has been a good 5 years for us in this committee. I seriously, through this report that I have gone through, am convinced that what has been given upon us and that as upon us as honorable members, we've been able to execute it to the best of our ability, not forgetting, obviously, the departments and the two agencies, which is the NYDA, as well as the CGE, with all the challenges, Chairperson, we have been able to deal with them the best way we felt that it's possible through the leadership. I was also, like Honorable Sharif has said, I was a new member of Parliament. I've never served in a legislature before. We had to hit the ground running, but you have led us, Chairperson, in such a way that we did not feel like we are new members, and we have also accommodated each other through with in this committee. But Chairperson, and I must greatly appreciate all of that, and I've also appreciated and also move to adopt this report that Kashifa has presented before us. It is a true reflection of the work that we have undertaken and delivered on. And obviously, I can never say thank you enough to the entire team for always being there and giving us the best. Not even one day has one ever felt like the content and the research team, as well as the team Yabonelisa, has given us anything that is not up to scratch. We greatly appreciate that, Chairperson. Thank you very much for the leadership, and thank you for the support. And thank you very much, honorable members, for a good 5 years. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you very much, honorable Masiko. Sometimes I will shout, and you are very patient with me when I'm shouting at you. But thank you very much. You are such a sweet person and a hardworking individual. And your dedication and your commitment also, it made us to be a very good committee, one of the best committees, committee in Parliament. And you have never disappointed us, even in our study group. And thank you very much. And I wish you well and good luck since you are going to the province. I know what you'll always make us happy as honorable members coming from this full of committee from months ago.
Thank you.
Yeah. Honorable Kabula?
Thank you, Chair Ngibonge. Yabona nje wenkhuluma nikhuluma nje nami sengithi angingasali ngaphandle. Angibonge ukusebenzisana kwethu kulo 5 years. Mina umuntu seportfolio. Ngibone angibone umehluko njengokukhona le portfolio committee. Umsebenzi mkhulu owenziwe nokuhloniphana. Sikubonge, Chair, ukwazi ukuthi wena ukwazi ukuthi masi lapho ungasitreat ngendlela yokuthi asiyona i-ANC, si-IFPDA, EFF, njalo njalo. Sibonga lapho nje kuqala. And siphinde futhi sibonge naku-Honorable Masiko. Umncane impela kodwa indlela akhiwe ngayo uyi-leadership. Uyahlonipha, akaphakeme. She's always une-face eyi-one. Ngiphinde futhi ngibonge kwi-contact advisor. Umsebenzi omuhle, bekwazi ukuthi basiluleke, ukuthi nakho kufuna sisebenze kanjena, njalo njalo. Ngingakhohlwa uTembe. Naye Dr. Tembe naye mkhulu umsebenzi awenzile kuthina. Enza sure ukuthi masenza lo msebenzi siyaqaphela izinto ezingagcina sezisikhipha emaphepheni, izinto ezingagcina sezingene ey'nkantolo. Sithi siyabonga nakuwena Tembe, Dr. Tembe. Naku-NYDA, ngeke siyishiye ngaphandle, NYDA ngijabulele nokuthi nje ngikwazi ngoba ngisho nabo ubathinta bebekwazi balekelele khona nje bebengakwazi ukuthola ibhasari kodwa bengikwazi ukuthi ngimthinta aphendule same time ujezu umuntu useyabonga bonge naku-CGE njalo njalo sebenzisene nayo kahle noma kuney'nkinga-ke ngoba iy'nkinga ey'kakhulukazi ziba lapha phansi kulaba kufana ngabe bayalekelela phansi okunye la engakubalula kakhulu che uyabona uma ngabe nisebenza nimoya munye ningaqhenyi nina niyibheke nina nibeka phambili uNkulunkulu chairperson nani nonke esila ikhona okwenza ukuthi sibumbane sikhumbule ukuthi njengoba sila singafika ngeyinhlobo ngeyinhlobo zama-parties DA, IFP, EFF, ANC njalo njalo kodwa inhloso noma i-purpose uNkulunkulu osikhethile hayi ngoba silapha nje ephalamende ngenxa yokuhlanipha kwethu uNkulunkulu osikhethile wasesibekela abantu ngaphambili lakho wena chef ukuthi nangumuntu esofika nimfice lapha uyena ozonilida nani nonke benisilida nawe honorable Masiko la department obuyidlala ukuba ukuyipha ubeke uNkulunkulu ingakho-ke isikhathi esiningi sathi nabasabazobuye ku-next term bazi ukuthi isihlalo ahleli kusona kusona sakhe akahleli ngokuhlanganipha laphaya sihlezi sikhunje u-EFF ukuthi awuzange ufake i-application ukuze uthole leya position laphayana sisuke siyosebenzela abantu mina-ke yingakho ngihlezi ngithi uNkulunkulu si-appointile ngifisela nje sangathi sonke nonke ningathola amaholiday amahle siye kamnandi uma-Easter siphephe engozini nalo Masiko wethu bakithi inkosizana yethu thembe nayo ngoba sathi uzodlulela ngaphambili engizokucela nje ukuthi nje uNkulunkulu abe nathi kule theme ezayo sikwazi ukuthi sikwazi ukuthi kungalukhetho esiya kulona lungabi neziphi nengxakangxaka hayi mina bengikhala kuNkulunkulu sithandazo ukuthi uche wethu uNkulunkulu abuye kule portfolio committee oba if engeke abuye lo che kule committee kuningi okuzobuza kubuyela Kashiva ngiyabonga nkosazana yami wikwi-DA impela kodwa ukukhombisa ukuqaqeka bona njengokuthi wena is the first time be a member of parliament to me akukho okubukeka kunjalo ngendlela obuhlanipha kwawena thina qobo usidida ubuthi okay okay sisele la uyakwazi ingakho kufanele sazi ukuthi siyadingana thina i-youth nabantu abadala Mamhlengwa IFP siyabonga ukuthi sisebenze together ngokuhloniphana futhi ngiyaqala ukuba ndikubona ikomiti elihle yana because of ama-leader asiphezulu ingakho uma kuthiwa wekhanda umzimba wonke awukwazi ngiyabonga kakhulu usangathi ujave ngaligcina abantakwenivikele futhi uba kuya ngami nje besizobuya sonke in the name of Jesus abavale endleleni nje beceleni ngalawo mazwi ngithi nje ngiyabonga content asivaza ngiyanithanda nami bengimhluphu nobatana ngimsuku ngimfuna izinto funa mhlawumbe ama-numbers o-DG njengoba sisebenza bengahluphi hayi ngithi inkosi yami ujava nje asigcinele nina abantu bami sanifisa futhi ukunibona nikhona ephalamende ngiyabonga ngalawo mazwi in the name of Jesus owasifelayo ngiyabonga
siyabonga ma
thank you very much Mam Khawula you are such a sweet mother you know working with you as a chair, as this committee, you know, it was very interesting. Your contribution in the committee, you were making a meaningful impact. You know, I remember one day, Honorable was not used to you, and she'll complain, Chair, I can't hear interpretation, Chair. And, you know, everyone had to live with that, that we need to adjust and know that South Africa recognizes 11 languages. We're patient, very patient, you know, translating something, speaking in Zulu and translating it to English, it takes a lot of time. And, but, you know, honorable members were very respecting. They never undermined you. They appreciated your contribution. Even when you are not there, we could feel that vacuum that, you know, we miss Makaula because now she will bring something that is not even in the agenda. Mm. But those things will make us run and address them, you know. And we ended up, each and every one of us, bringing our constituency issues in the committee, and we were able to address them. And Ma, keep up the good work. You are the best member of parliament. Never feel belittled and allow anyone to belittle you because you speak your mother tongue. You are a proud African woman who is dedicated, who have a heart and a passion to serve the people of South Africa. And every day you will write to me and call me. You are making me to work 24 hours. Weekend, holidays, what? Mam Kaula will send me issues of people. And I was forced to attend to all those issues. But for the love of the people of South Africa, for the dedication, you are an example also. Because you were raising issues, pertinent issues, day-to-day issues. And we'll have to call everyone so that we make sure that those people that have raised issues with you are attended to. And ungadinwa mana kusasa, hlala njalo, ungadinwa. And awukaze waziphakamisa. UNkulunkulu ngempela ukukhethe ngoba ekuthembile ukuthi ube yilunga lepalamende. In fact, in this committee, all the members of this committee, it's like God knew when the team was assembled that we are the people who must serve in this portfolio. It's like God knew our hearts, you know, and our ability that God trusted us with the lives of women, youth, and persons with disabilities. I can proudly say I am content that we have served the people of South Africa Portfolio Committee with pride and dignity, and that we have done what we are supposed to have done in doing our we have never suppressed anyone. We took all issues importantly and seriously. We have never mind any member who raises something with us. Thank you very much, Ma. Siyabonga kakhulu, uNkulunkulu anibusise. Honorable Mamsonti, I saw your hand.
Thank you, Chairperson. I don't know if it's good today or good morning. Good morning to all members of the committee and the staff. Chairperson, mine, I agree with the board fully. And I want to thank you, Chairperson, for push until to this stage of the year, in these 5 years. You were so kind and treated us equally. our members of the committee, our staff, since we started, we were in good work together, and wish I'm from now. And those who are coming to the parliament after me, wish them good luck. And those who are not coming, let them go and spend time with their families. And we must trust God, Chairperson, in everything we are doing, in every time, in Nkosi. In the members of the committee, and included all of us, from the ANC members, from the DA members, from the IFT members, all the members, also the EFF members. We were together, we're doing the work together nicely. So thank you, Chairperson, in all things you are doing for us until today. Thank you so much, and go.
Thank you very much, Honorable Mamdi. Mamsonti, thank you very much. You know, you were consistent in our committee. You were always there. You never said even a single day, Mina, I'm an alternate. I won't attend the committee meetings. You were always there with us. Even when we're appointing some subcommittees, you were there, Mamsonti. You will attend. Even when we explain, Ma, we are an alternate, you are not going to vote, but you will still attend. You never stayed away and say, I dingi mina le. I'm not part of it. I'll stay away. You were consistent. You attended our meeting, you know? And the work that you are doing also in your constituency and in the committee, ma, ungashintshi, hlala njalo. You know, you'll always raise issues of Marikana passionately because it's the community that you serve and you know the difficulties that they are going through, and you represented them very well in Parliament, and you are a very proud woman. I'm from Marikana, and you know, God chose you among all of them to be a member of Parliament representing those people, say, Marikana. And as a sophisticated, you never missed your words without mentioning Marikana. You were always mentioning them. Marikana te abantu kwenzakalukuthi, and we'll try our level best to attend to those issues, including when you were going through difficulties. Mamsonti, you were able to inform us as a committee. We'll share your pain with you, and we thank God that everything that you were going through, but you are still alive, because sometimes, you know, we'll get worried that when a person is getting stressed about a home thing, you know, sometimes people do a lot of things, but we want to thank you for your contribution also in the committee. Nothando sinikele zelo nama. Thank you very much. Uthixo akugcine, akugcinele. Abantu baseMarikana, nawe futhi nomndeni wakho, siyabonga kakhulu. Siyayibonga support yenu enisinikeze yona ukuthi as much as we are coming from different political parties, but you were able to bear with us when we say, no, this thing can't be done this way. This must be done this way. Thank you very much. You were part of the collective. You never behaved as if you are not part of the collective. And ngiyabonga kakhulu ma. Mamhlengwa?
Thank you.
Honorable Mamhlengwa?
Salo wami. Ngiphakamisa nje ukubonga uNkulunkulu ngaleli komiti. Ngiyambheka nje uNkulunkulu. Ngiyambuka kwangathi yobo man enza lokho engenekho. sihlalo konke okwenzayo moyo wethu kaNkuluNkulu siyabonga wonke umuntu okhona kuleli komedi kusukela ku-ANC kuze kufika ku-IFP siyabonga siyankulu ngidumo nje wena Nkosi ami bekukonke futhi siqhubeke sihlalo naleli komedi ngoba awukafezeki umsebenzi uNkulunkulu asithume wona ngiyabonga.
Thank you very much, Honorable Mamhlengwa. So you are a mother to all of us here. Ngithanda ukubonga kakhulu ukuthi even when I remember one day I got sick in a meeting and you were there. I went out with Kashifa and you followed us. And it was difficult for me even to breathe that day. You came to the ladies and I said, Mom, pray for me. Pray me that day. It was like, can't bring a call no person. I was with you and Kashifa in the. You saved my life that day. And thank you. Today, I'm sure abantwana bami ngaba bana mama. But by God's grace, you were there. Your prayers, God heard them. Ngiyabonga kakhulu. Your contribution in the committee, you made an impact in changing the lives of women, youth, and persons with disabilities. You were always present. When we are not in the meeting, you'll just an apology because we've got other committees. Like, thank you, Ma. The work that you have done, you never said, I mean, I'm belong to the committee, mina. But you treated me also with respect. And I treated you back with that respect. For everything that you have done, your participation was very important. In all the appointments you were there, may God bless you. I wish you well, Ma, in your endeavors and continue serving your people with pride and integrity. Ngiyabonga kakhulu, Ma. UNkulunkulu akubusise.
Amen.
I think bonke all the honorable members, thank you for all the remarks. My last remark, how we deal with the minutes, is to our staff members. You know,
sorry to interrupt. Kona bala ilana bathabezwanga uSheriff Nkosana uthanda abungizwa umuntu bengithini.
Ngizophinda ngibuye interpreter yakho.
Okay, sweetheart. Okay, my love one.
Okay. To our staff members, I will start with the researchers, Tasneem and Christelle. You're the best researchers that I've ever seen. from where I started as a member of parliament. And you are the best researchers. You know, I will fight with you after reading your analysis with you and say, hey, this doesn't make sense to me. And then what are you saying here? And we'll discuss until we reach consensus with yourself. I will wake you up anytime. I will call you holidays. I can forget sometimes that it's holiday, it's Sunday. You are having a family, you have kids. But me, I will ask you, and you always delivered on time. You delivered on time. You know, I remember the time where Ukashifa, when she writes things, I'll say, no, Christelle, write this thing. And Kashifa will be like confused. Why? What is this woman? What does this woman want now? And I'll say, Christelle, write this thing. Tell him, write. All of you, you will write until all of you, you understood the caliber of a person I am and the quality of work I wanted for the committee. You know, that everyone who reports must understand the content and the grammar, you know, and the style of writing of reports, you know, very patient, guys, with me. You are very patient with me because you can be waiting arachat of what? I don't know the right way to call something that I don't, it's a sausage, but what kind of a person I am, and you are very patient with me, but you never disappoint me. You are able to help our entities when I say, I request you, please tell them how they've written. It's not correct. Help them and show them how must they write the report in the department, because in the beginning we were struggling with the reports for the department. So we had to fight with the department for a very long time, giving you extra job to help them to write their reports. But you were patient. We never said, hi, Chair, this is not our work. The department must write this, but you were there assisting them. I remember at some stage the NYDA, they were thinking that I'm attached to them, and I was saying, no, show them the national trend line on how must they write. They are not a private entity, they are a public entity, and you were there to assist them. Thank you very much. Without you, I was not going to be the chairperson I am today. I have developed, I have grown, I have developed. There's just excellence in the work that we have and the report that we have produced. Most of the time, our committee reports, they are adopted unanimously in the House by all members of Parliament. There was no stage where our reports, especially those that are filling in of vacancies, were disappointed. It's only once where we were made to redo the work of filling in of vacancies with NYCA, but the rest of the reports, we never had challenges. Thank you very much. I hope that even the next term, members of this committee, you will serve them with dignity and with excellence. That's your name. That's what you are as the researchers, as the content advisor, as the co-secretary. It's just unfortunate that Nelly is leaving. But, you know, hopefully the person who's going to be IT secretary next term should be a person that will be also in your, because you can't lower the bar and you can't lower them. Babu Mvaba, thank you very much. We never struggled with our logistics since you came. All the time, you know, so you will communicate, honorable members. Everywhere we went, I will rule you, and you will do things unlike before, opposed to directly involved in calling, making calls for logistical things, and so forth. But with you, you know, you are one of the people that deserves, all of you, you deserve to be, in terms of your performance assessment, I think out of 10, you qualify for 10 out of 10. And thank you very much. I'm sure even the next committee, you'll keep up the good work as you did with us. And you made us very proud. We are highly regarded by other members of parliament as this committee. In fact, this committee was like a celebrity of a committee. You know, I was in parliament the previous term, and this committee was not this. But this term, I've seen interest. I think it's the way the issues. So people interest, and that's why our committee is highly regarded by most members of people, even people out there. They are watching our committee. I think I can now give Mark Kaulan's interpreter that for our honorable members. Honorable Opperman, thank you very much. Although you joined us late, but thank you for your contribution in the committee. And I could see that you liked our committee. Thank you. Thank you.
Okay.
Yes, thank you very much. I miss Honorable Mpiti and Babu Ngobo. They were the best gentlemen in the committee. You know, their contribution was very much valuable. And, you know, I wish them good luck also, that they must come back. All of you, I wish you good luck, that you must come back to Parliament next term. You'll do more. But thank you very much. Over to Mam Kaula's interpreter.
Thank you very much, Chair, for the opportunity. Am I audible, Chair? Pardon me.
Yoli, I'll get you. Our media statements were always there. Thank you for the work. And Babu, there's a gentleman who used to replace you also. Send my regards to him also. Thank you very much for the work that you have done for our committee, because most you will issue out our statements and come and say, hey, yeah, the people, they want to interview the chair. And thank you very much for the good work that you have done for our committee. Over to you, Mam Kaula's interpreter.
Thank you, Chair. Just to... am I audible, Chair? I'm not too sure if... Good day, Chair. I am. Yes, I'm present, Chair, but it doesn't seem you can hear me.
We can hear you. Maybe the chair has a problem.
Oh, okay. Please alert the chair that you can hear me. My apologies. I think that's the reason why she's panicking a bit. Oh, thank you. Thank you. Just to paraphrase, Chair, thank you so much for the opportunity. What Member Kaula said earlier was to express her gratitude as a whole for the work that was done. She had been with the committee for some 5 years since its inception, but...
What is the problem? Let him unmute.
Unmute, Chair, but the reason we can hear him is because there's a feature on the app that allows you to hear interpretation. For instance, if Mam Kaula ekhuluma isiZulu, lo muntu can do interpretation, and they can Mam Kaula khulume ngala, and then omunye azwe the English Mam Kaula is saying ngaleso sikhathi. So I think mhlambe they are sending because here, so it means that she has turned on interpretation on the app.
Ah, okay, makunjalo.
Okay, ngoba thina mina
You go to more on the app, and then there's interpretation, and I can hear them from that side.
But funa ngizokhuluma into eyi-writing, ngingagcinise eselokhuza esethe, ngoba phela ngesikhathi ekhuluma i-English ngiyamuzwa ukuthi uthini mina.
Should I carry on with your permission, Chair?
The chair, we have this thing called more.
Okay.
And then you go to interpretation.
First thing is, you implement the app. Interpretation.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think uzomuzwa. Bese uthi Zulu.
Ngiyimpress isiZulu.
Okay. Uyakhuluma. Yes, we can hear you. Uyamuzwa, Che?
Wemina.
Uyamuzwa. Ngiyenzeka ukubona
rephrezentative ukukhuluma ngokuthi.
Yes, nami ngimzwile.
Yo. Okay, mina uva tu. Okay, lalelani nina nizangitshela.
Yeah, can you hear you?
Hi. Masiko, wenyamuzi. Hayi angazi ke mina angeza nix.
Thank you very much, Shaile. Wonderful, Tolika. When we summer resource, a local that it was of Kashan in a band.
Ona tumasuka kuthulekile ke ngoku xa kandazi noba kwenzekani.
Sikhona mama. I think uche nayo ikhona.
Yo, le nto yenu angiyazi mina engihlulile ukuthi ngiyivule. Okay, thank you very much. If he's done.
Awangiphoxa she
angibanga lutho ihlulile. Ngihlule mpela ngibami kwenza kalethi. Nelly?
Chairperson?
Hey.
Yes, Chair. But before the minutes, Chair, we still need a seconder.
Okay, can I get a mover for the adoption of the report?
Yeah, second.
Okay. Okay, thank you very much, Honorable Sheriff. Who moved?
Honorable
Masiba. Oh, okay. I didn't hear. Okay, thank you very much, honorable members. Our report has been duly adopted. We're done with the filling in of vacancies for the Commission for Gender Equality. Thank you very much, honorable members. Let's go to the minutes.
Chair, these are the minutes of the offered match, Chair.
So our legacy report has been adopted. Our CGE filling in of vacancies report has been adopted by the committee. And let's go to the minutes. The minutes of the 5th March 2024. Or the report presented by CGE on teenage pregnancy. Can I get hands on a number? Honorable Masondo.
Thank you, Honorable Chair. I move that we adopt the minutes as true deception.
Okay. Thank you, Ravimbela. From ACC.
Chair, in terms of our records committee, Masondo. Do is I'll put in the attendance.
Yeah. And
Masondo nocheke ngomavimbele. Masondo izanga sethu ya usebuyela kubo funa sibize so.
Yeah, Nelly, ilungise ne ukhulume ababani labo kufanele balungise.
From the speaker's office, the sub.
Hello, good evening. If you need a minute, you'll correct it.
Yes.
If I didn't, okay. All right.
And I'm second. Oh, my mother in there.
Okay, thank you very much. Mam Sondi has seconded the adoption of these minutes, and the minutes of the 5th March 2024 have been duly adopted. Let's get this next set of minutes.
It will be minutes of the 12th of March. I'll share now 2 minutes. These are the minutes, Chair.
The minutes of the 12th March 2024, it was regarding a briefing by Department of Youth on first got women, youth and persons with disabilities with the Audit and Risk Committee. And their first quarter and third quarter reports for 2023-2024. I'm not sure, because the Audit and Risk Committee, you're not presented?
They never presented, Chair, because their chairperson left the meeting, Chair.
Okay. All right. Bega Nelly.
Okay.
Long si bon was avant.
All right, Chair.
Can I get a move on for the adoption of this minute? I think that because we sent this minute earlier, honorable members. Can I get a move for the adoption of this minute?
I move the adoption of
the minute.
Okay, honorable. Of what transpired in the meeting. Thank you.
Okay, thank you very much. The minutes of the 12th of March 2024 has been duly adopted. Let's go to the next set of minutes.
Of 7. Not sure. Minutes of the 14th of March, we're waiting.
Oh, the interview.
Yes, Chair.
Okay. Yes, on the first day of the interview, we interviewed 9 candidates. Can I get a mover for the adoption of the minutes? Honorable Sheriff.
Sorry, Chair, I'm just looking at the screen. Is this which minute? For which date?
First day of our interview.
Oh, wait, there it is. I see it. Okay, Chair, yes. I move to adopt the minutes as a...
Okay. Thank you very much, Honorable Sheriff. Can I get a seconder?
Chair.
Ma'am,
Chair,
ma'am.
I second.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much, Honorable Sengwa, for the secondment of the minutes. The minutes of the 14th March 2024. Duly adopted. The next day, minutes. Minutes of the 15th of March, 2024, second day of the interviews. We interviewed 11 people.
Level.
11 people, yes. Can I get a mover for the... Yep. What time did we attend that day?
Midnight, Chair. Midnight.
Yo. Can I get a mover for that question of this minute?
Yeah, I move to adopt the minutes.
Thank you very much, Honorable Sheriff. Can I get a seconder?
Chair.
Yeah, Mama.
I second the move of the minutes to record.
Thank you very much, Honorable Sengwa, for the secondment of this minute. As a true reflection, the minutes of the 15th March 2024 have been duly adopted. And the next set of minutes?
No, these are the minutes, Chair. We're only left with yesterday
of today.
And today's one.
Okay, so now we're going to adopt them, guys.
Next week, Chair. Next week, Chair. I'll apply for a meeting.
All right. Okay. Thank you very much, Honorable Member. We have come, in fact, let me remind Honorable Members that Honorable Members, remember to buy your chargers, the equipment for our gadgets. I think you do have that information. Because this month is the end of financial year 2023-2024. So if you didn't buy your anything, that means you are going to forfeit that money. I just checked mine now, and they've already given me even the document on what is it that we can buy with that money. So So I went to buy those yesterday. So honorable members, use it efficiently to buy Chair, your power bank. Yeah?
Maybe forward us that list on the group so we can also just check.
Okay. I'll forward it to you on the group, so that you can go and buy and claim it before the end of the month. Okay. We've come to the end of our meeting. Anything else, Nelly?
No, Chair.
So, the deal is COVID.
Yes, Chair.
The meeting is adjourned. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Chair.
Have a good week, long weekend.
Thank you, Chair.
Bye, 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 bye.
Thank you, Chen. Goodbye.
Bye, bye, bye. Honorable Masipo.
Recording stopped.